Yeah, no, that was just really awesome, because obviously I'm with Amber, so I'm on the same journey, and yeah, God's just really, really blessing us, and it's like he's really encouraging us through my dad, and, you know, my dad is my teacher, and I listen, and we want to do, you know, we want to be humble, and we really want to see the power of God move, like, you know, God's word spoken fresh, you know, now, his word now, that comes from us when we speak, you know, to really move and to really see lives transformed, you know, and just, you know, it does, it takes me back from when I did first start again, when I was young, and with Dad, and we, you know, we were praying, and, you know, God can do, like, now, like, automatically. And when I was younger, that's what God did. It was right away. And it is when you make that committed decision and you, you know, we become humble. And it's what Amber said, it really blessed me, is taking us out of it, because, you know, we can't do anything of ourselves, but it's God. And when we rely on him, he really directs, like, every moment in time. Like, when God provides, it's in his perfect timing. And when we become humble and surrender to that, we'll be in those, you know, in those moments with God at the right time, at the right place. And it's just really, really awesome. And I keep getting the verse in my head that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Like, God has positioned you in great strength. And what you say and what you speak is very important. And when we get on God's frequency of speaking those right words, those encouraging words, like, God will bring that to pass. God will bring it forth to pass for you, because you understand that God is for us, and that he says when we speak and we believe, like, that mountain will move. And it's just really awesome, because I really feel like God just really wants to encourage each and every one of us, is that we can do. And when we fully trust God, he's ready to go to work for you. When you speak those positive words and those rightly, fitly spoken words, like, God will move powerfully for each and every one of us. And that's just, I really want to exhort each and every one of us that, you know, we can do. And, you know, again, it comes to what we're desiring, or, you know, what we want to see. What do we really want to have? Those big fields, hungry people? Do we want to see people be set free and come to the knowledge of truth and see life transform? And it's just really awesome, because when we look at the Gospels of Jesus Christ, Matthew, Mark, and just every moment where Jesus went or did, when he spoke in the temple, whenever he was there, it was like God moments. It would produce something powerful. And like, God wants us to be free flowing as well, like that as well. But we need to surrender. You know, we're meant to make our bodies a living sacrifice, and to, you know, commit unto God first. And, you know, my dad is my dad, but, you know, God has shown me that I am, you know, he's not just my dad, he is not above me, because no one's above, we're all the same, but he is my teacher. And I learn from him, and I've watched this man for over since he began, and I tell you what, like, I have seen God do amazing things for my family. And just, my dad's a great guy, and his heart is pure, and it's just so awesome, because I get to be humble, and not just that he's my dad, but, you know, I get to learn and have all his knowledge that God has taught him, and I'm still learning loads, and I've got, you know, not a long way to go, because I'm there, but you know, I'm being modest and humble, because, like, it's good that we exhort one another and we bless one another, because that's what it's about. We're here to love one another, encourage one another, not think, you know, we know, but we're here to sharpen one another up and to be able to, after this fellowship, that, do you know what, I've actually feel like I've got a bit of desire to, you know, I've been encouraged that, you know, we're all here to encourage one another, so that when you going to do your daily thing when it's only you and God, that your mind is, you know, ready, prepared, because it's a battle. This is a good fight of faith, and this is a place where we come and get encouragement and to do what's being shared and to really put these things to practice. And I'm just so blown away because, you know, I've lived with my mum and dad. I've seen God do great things with my mum and dad, but now I'm out with my wife and I'm out to provide for my own household and my own family, and I'm seeing God go to work. I'm seeing God doing miracles like I've never seen him do before, and I'm like, this is absolutely amazing, because even though I've seen God do it for my mum and dad, I'm really seeing him doing it for me and my wife just in different areas. And it's just so awesome because God is really for you guys. He's for me and Amber. He's for us to be steadfast upon his word with the whole armor of God, ready to quench every dart that the adversary throws. God has positioned you in a place of strength, not as the defeated, but as the victor. You are victorious in every situation. And that's what's been burning in my heart, that we can really do this. We can really move God's word powerfully, each where we are, right now, individually. You just begin and you speak, you stand upon what you know to be true. And this is what set people free. People need God. People are lost. And if we're not standing, people are going to be wiped out, but we need to stand together as a family and know that we can really move and see signs, miracles and wonders, like not next week, in 2 years, but right away we can start. And God's wanting us to be like-minded and in common. So yeah, these are the few things, because it's just, I'm just so blessed because, you know, I am listening. What I am doing, God knows, and I'm seeing him really, really blessing me and Amber in a mighty way in every area, and it is really like everything is in your hand. It's in you, the choices that you make. So make that right choice every day and say, I pick up my cross and I'm following. I'm not letting anything bring me down. So yeah, I love you guys, and that's what was on my